Tillbaka till Stockholm uppträder Li och Kristina i samma kläder och samma huvudbandage. Men fru Myrdal är beredd med inseminationsplanen som definitivt ska diskreditera kungahuset. Med så kallad hypnotisk ögonskugga, genom att få Kristina att fixera glittret i Mys ögonskugga, förvandlar hon Kri till en viljelös tygdocka.
No, you will never be a true queen.
This is the last time you'll speak to me like this. I'll break you to nothing more than a slave who will have to crawl at my feet. I'll leave you to the mercy of my soldiers, and I'll amuse myself each day by seeing you tortured. Even when we were children, when we played together, your every gesture, every word never let me forget that you were King Lothar's daughter. Well, I am in command now. Understand? I am in command. On your knees. No! On your knees, I said.
Och My klär långsamt av Kristina.
Spent 30 days in a woman's house of detention or whatever it was in California. Jackson Heights, I don't know. It was one of those prisons out there, they have it up there. And it was in a woman's prison. I was in a woman's jail for 30 days for visiting the house of prostitution or living in the house of prostitution. It's illegal out there. And I think that was a pretty unfair deal, but what could I do? I mean, I couldn't have committed an act of prostitution. I was pretty well sore. It was a week after my surgery, and I doubted very seriously if I could have did it. I was pretty, pretty sore, and this, to me, was very unjust. But, as they say, it's...
And the irony, one of the real ironies, Kevin, that not knowing, you know, just thinking you were another sexy girl.
One of the what?
One of the ironies, one of the unique things or amusing things that happened was after you got in jail, that some of the more aggressive jailmates started pressing their favors upon you, much
well,
to your dismay and discomfort.
That's the... Well, as you would say, lesbians, yeah. It was quite revolting because they kind of, well, they don't want to bully you, as they would put it, but you either be my girl or, you know, suffer the consequences. Well, I kind of buckled down. I just put it very bluntly, no, let's put it that way. But they can be pretty forceful and pretty persuasive when they want to be, and yeah, I was very surprised to see that so much of it went on in jail. And not only the inmates, I'll leave it at that.
Funny move from a girl, and I'd clip every hair off of her head. That's the way it used to be run, and that's the way it ought to be run. Just like they're a bunch of animals in a cage.
Nevertheless, my hair is growing out.
Before you were in the cellar, did you scream?
No, I feel nothing. They're so young. They cut my hair down to the scalp. They think it's their duty to crop the heads of girls like me.
Do you feel ashamed for them, one or more?
No. You are dead, and I'm too busy suffering. I'm all alone. It's dark. So I go home then.
Då upptäcker My sitt misstag. Det är inte Kristina utan Li. Men hon upptäcker också Lis hemlighet.
Reactions of everyday woman, let's put it this way. Like if I go to a beauty parlor, they know me. They'll say, oh, there's Patricia Morgan. And I'll make my appointment and what have you. And I'm talking. I'll be talking to a couple of people, and maybe they'll introduce me to a woman, one of their girlfriends. And this particular young lady will talk to me, accept me as a woman, not knowing anything about me at all. And then as I turn my back, they'll say, do you know who that is? That's Patricia Morgan, this girl that's always written up in these magazines and what have you. And then you kind of turn around, or you'll see them in a mirror, in a beauty parlor, reflection of their face, you'll see it, and they'll look like with a very dismayed or sickening look, and They react quite differently.
Do they ever seem very happy or very surprised?
No, most women are mainly, women are very jealous people.
I besittning av den hemligheten har hon nu chansen att från Lees man Charlie frampressa vad CIA vet om Palme.